Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, Two Sides of a Coin. Two Sides of a Coin. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 1, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Lamentations chapter 1 to chapter 2. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Our Bible reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2 from verse 12 to 13. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 12 to 13. From verse 12 it reads, Therefore, my friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Many things in life has two sides or distinct opposites, just like the sides of a coin. For example, there is the sun and the moon, male and female, etc. God himself has two sides. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says that he is love. However, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29 says that he is a consuming fire. God is a wonder. Many things about him attest to this. He is a lamb and he is a lion. When you talk of a lamb, you immediately think of a tiny little sheep that is so beautiful that you want to hug it. But when you talk of a lion, that is an animal that people do not usually mess around with. The Bible also calls God a shield and a sun. Like we say in Psalm 84 verse 11, While the sun can be so hot that people run away from it, a shield protects people and makes them safe. We also know God as the Alpha and the Omega, like we see in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last, like we see in Revelation 22 verse 13. While he is starting some things, he is putting an end to others. He is the one who blesses a family with a newborn baby and stands faithfully by the side of a believer who is taking his or her last breath. The same God is a merciful God. Like we see in Psalm 103 verse 8, He is also terrible. Like we see in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 21. Our God is unfathomable. In your relationship with God, there is also two sides, God's side and your side. As you work out your salvation with fear and trembling, he works in you to do his good pleasure. Like we see in Philippians 2 verse 13. If you say that because he is working in you, then you can continue to sin, expecting grace to abound. He will forbid that, like we see in Romans 6 from verse 1 to 2. Yes, he wants you to be with him in the mansion in heaven, like we see in John 14 from verse 2 to 3. But if you don't play your part to get to that mansion, you will end up in hell. I agree that Jesus Christ brought grace, like we see in John chapter 1 verse 17. But that same verse says that he brought truth along with it. If you reject his truth, which sanctifies you and keeps you holy, like we see in John 17 verse 17, then you will enjoy his grace. Then you will not enjoy his grace, rather. Beloved, the side of God you will see and experience will depend on your action and inactions. Walk in his truth and obey his commandments, and you will experience his favor and mercy abundantly in your life. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, God is love, but he is also a consuming fire. Whichever side of him you experience is up to you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.